Yeah, we're big promoters of public transport and sustainability in general. And it was always an idea, really, to encourage people to come to the plough on the train and leave the cars at home.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things, you have a huge list in a business like ours of things that you're going to do and things you're going to get round to. And eventually, after 5 years, we've managed to put it together. So, so if you arrive in Shepworth on the train and come and have a drink in the pub, then we will give you a 10% discount. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
So Shepworth isn't a particularly big village, and a lot of people that come to the pub don't live in Shepworth. They travel from around anyway, don't they?
That's right.
And I know some people cycle from near neighbouring villages.
Yep.
I know Greg is a regular visitor to yours
and
often cycles, which is a good excuse to get some exercise and then go to the pub at the same time. So what sort of percentage of your customers do you think at the moment use their cars versus cycling or public transport anyway?
Ooh, tricky one. I mean, yeah, in a location like ours, so we have, I guess, what we would call locals and what we call regulars.
Mm.
Locals, we would sort of categorise as people that are able to walk to the pub, so, you know, live in the village generally. And regulars, we're very fortunate. We're well supported by the surrounding villages and people from Royston and Cambridge. Even Stevenage, actually. People have started coming to us from Stevenage.
Wow.
Which is great. Percentage-wise, I don't know, if I'm honest. The car park is fortunately full quite a lot of the time. And we've caused a little bit of chaos in the high street. Sorry, Shepherd. we're very fortunate, I think, in South Cambridgeshire to live on the main King's Cross Railway line. And I'm a great believer in public transport, and I know we have problems. I myself, my train was cancelled this morning here, so we should maybe talk about something else. But but it's taken me an hour and 10 minutes to drive into Cambridge this morning with all the various
really?
Bits and pieces. Yeah, I mean, by the time you get through Foxton Crossing and then obviously with the bridge crows
on
the road, there's two lots of traffic lights on Mill Road, I think, as you reported earlier.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the top of Gwydir Street, there is a lorry unloading a skip and what have you. So I dumped the car at the top. So, yeah, an hour and 10 minutes. So, generally speaking, the trains are pretty good. And I know we all get cross about when they're cancelled. And you know, if you commute regularly in and are out of Cambridge, then it is upsetting to have your train cancelled. But actually, you know, generally speaking, they're pretty good. And if people can get to us from the surrounding villages, you mentioned Foxton, people can come from Meldrith and Royston, then it's got to be better. You know, it's got to be better. And also, obviously, you can have a little alcoholic drink.
Of course, Shepworth, am I right, is the train station sees more services now since the timetable changes last year?
Yeah. They're hourly anyway, and in peak times they're more than that. I come in and out of town all the time. I very rarely drive into town. And I think it's great and we should make use of it. And leaving cars at home is obviously, you know, for all the obvious reasons, it is a much better thing to do for the environment and what have you. So, so we just thought we'd do it. It's not a huge thing. We've had quite a few people, you know, with a big smile on their face present their ticket to us over the bar, which is, you know, it's just a nice thing to do. And really, if you can chip away at these things, you know, and make a bit of a difference, then I think that's a great thing to do.
Yeah. Well, you place your strengths, and the strength is the fact, as you say, that you're within walking distance of a train station.
Yeah.
And there aren't many rural pubs that can say that. So,
no.
You know,
no,
make the most of that situation, definitely. And in the pub, I noticed the last time I was in, I think I commented on it, because I'm a little bit of a train geek myself. You've got a board in there that displays the times for Shepworth.
We have a departure board, yeah. In fact, we have a new one arriving this week.
Oh.
We're enlarging our departure board, yeah. But and that engages people very much. You know, I guess it's quite a surprising thing to see in a pub anyway. I honestly don't know why the pubs at Cambridge Station don't do it. It seems obvious.
No. Because they want people to stay in there forever, probably, and miss their train.
Well, that's the whole thing, you see. I mean, if a train does it, unfortunately get cancelled or something, people can stay for another one. So I think it's great, you know.
Yeah.
Spend your time in the pub, not the station.
So it's a clever system. It's linked to the actual departure boards that are at Shepworth Station.
Right,
so it is showing you the exact same information.
Yeah, yeah,
so it means
right.
you've got it there in front of you. You haven't got to worry about getting signal to look up on an app or whatever.
Mm.
It is there. So do you do like announcements in the pub? Say, train's cancelled, everyone, sorry.
No, we've drawn the line at that, actually. I don't think we should do that, no, as I say. But this new board is quite a statement in the corner of the pub this week. So
cool.
I don't think anybody will miss it.